Hey there, and welcome. You're listening to a special bonus episode we call Flash Fridays. If you didn't know you could be getting daily inspiration, tips, and tools for your business, you don't want to miss our flash briefings on the Alexa app. If you have an Alexa, make sure to subscribe to She's Building Her Empire, and every day all you have to say is, "Hey Alexa, play my flash briefings." Here is one of our quick tips from this week. Hey, Stacey Tuschel here from shesbuildingherempire.com, and I want to talk to you today about burnout and not what you're probably thinking. So a lot of times we get concerned about burning out ourselves and our business, but I'm wondering, are you burning out your family? Are you burning out your husband, your kids? Let's talk about that, because you want to make sure that they love the business as much as you do. They don't want it to be this negative thing. The last thing I want is for my kids to not want to be an entrepreneur because they see mom and doing this thing as like a bad thing, a negative thing. I don't want that. So how do we make sure you make time for husband, for children, or whoever it is? Maybe it's your mom. We've got to figure this out. So one thing that I want you to be thinking about, let me ask you, when's the last time you had a date night? Now, it might be a long time ago. It might be like you might be having to even flip through your calendar to figure this out, okay? I actually have a weekly date night with my husband. It's a little different situation. He works second shift, so we don't see each other very often. If you get to see your husband every single night, I'm jealous. That's just not my situation. So we do ours weekly. Maybe you feel like that's just too often and you want to do it every other week or once a month. You know, honestly, once a month, 12 times a year, that's the only quality time you're going to spend with your husband. I don't think that's quite enough, okay? Now, your children need that quality time too. And I was reading this book. It's like the Miracle Morning, one of their editions that's for families and parents or something like that. It's really good. And if you haven't read it, go for it. It's different than just the regular Miracle Morning, but it talks about having like date nights with your children separately. And I love, love, love this idea. I feel like when Tanner was first born, my 5.5-year-old, it was like her and me, we were buddies. And then Tegan came along, and Tegan was very, very needy. I mean, that kid was glued to my hip 24/7, which kind of made Tanner want to start hanging out more with dad. And I realized I needed to have that quality time with just her and me, because when the four of us hang out, it kind of seems to be like me and Tegan and then my husband and Tanner. And I want to make sure that we each have that quality time. So try to figure out a way that you can have date nights with the kids, do them separately, like you go with one or however many you have, and then switch, right? Or just do it with you and the kids, and then let dad go do something fun because he needs free time too. And then reverse it. Figure out how you can do that. So it's not always just time for your spouse, time for your children. Maybe it's just time for you. Maybe it's time for you to hang out with the girls. How can you make that be a fair trade so that it's not just about you, but your significant other gets that benefit as well? So what are you going to do today to figure out when you're scheduling that date night or when you're doing something fun with the kids? Because they can't always be looking at mom with her head down in her computer, all right? I know you're with me on this one. We've got to make this a priority. If you are loving Flash Fridays, make sure to check us out on the Alexa app. And don't forget to rate and review us. We really appreciate you taking the time to leave us a review. It helps keep us up in the top of the charts, and that means even bigger guests will be coming your way. And don't forget, we select featured reviews right here on the podcast, and you might be our next winner to pick out some of our amazing swag, coffee mugs, shirts, totes, and so much more from our store. Thanks for tuning in, and I will see you next time.